Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Wednesday. So it's the day we see how the Bible's take on our challenges and transforms our thinking. We've been talking this week about how Christmas was the night that changed everything, including the wise. We talked first about the wise men, but included in the story of the wise men, the Magi visiting Jesus and worshiping him, there are a couple other learned and knowledgeable religious experts that we want to look at as well and think about. And they're the scribes and Pharisees who advise King Herod about what's going on. So the Magi show up at King Herod's office and they say that there's going to be a king of the Jews born. And this obviously terrifies King Herod because he calls himself the king of the Jews, even though it's not really his rightful title. And so if there's a true king of the Jews being born, he wants to know and he wants to deal with it. So he asks the scribes and Pharisees if they know about this. Is this really happening? It says he assembled all those scribes and Pharisees and the chief priests, and he asks them, is this really happening? And they say, yes, it's meant to happen in Bethlehem. And they read from the prophets. That's a question they could answer immediately. They knew their scriptures well. They knew their history well. And when he asked them, with his plan in the works to make sure that this imposter king was killed, they answer immediately. They know the answer, it's right off the tip of their tongues, and they say it's in Bethlehem. Now these are smart men. They probably know what Herod is up to here. They know that if he finds out where this child is to be born, he will probably go and try to neutralize the threat to his power. But they tell him anyway. They tell him where this baby is to be born, Bethlehem. Why would they do that? Well, you can imagine the scribes and chief priests have something vested in the status quo. Their place and position in society. In a society that's full of fear and oppression by various powers, their place in that society is carved out by their role at the temple and sacrifices, and their role as religious teachers of the law. If the Messiah truly comes, then all that ends. Especially in the way that Jesus came to this earth as a sacrifice for sin. If he's truly the ultimate sacrifice who dies for the sins of all of humanity, much less all of Israel, then there's no need for a temple anymore because there's no need for any more sacrifices. It's been done. All the sins of the world for all time have been dealt with in Jesus. They may not have known that yet, but for some reason they didn't even want to go there. They didn't even want to get close to that. They didn't even want this child to say his first words. They were willing to volunteer the information that they knew to make sure they didn't have to actually know the Messiah. They knew lots about him, but they didn't want to actually know him because of the threat to their way of life that he represented. What's happening here is the scribes and Pharisees have all the information they need. So do the wise men. But these two groups act on the information very differently. The wise men know some information and it moves them to worship, to bow down and worship Jesus. The scribes and chief priests have all the information they need as well. They know the same thing as the Magi. And yet it moves them to use King Herod's power to see Jesus killed. They don't try to stop it. They stand idly by, knowing what kind of a man Herod is and what he will do to a threat. It's quite a contrast, and we're going to look at it in a bit more depth tomorrow. But in the meantime, I've got a question for you to just think about. Very similar to yesterday. Yesterday, I asked you about various material threats to following Jesus. What risks do you have to take on to follow Jesus today? And today I'm asking, what intellectual risks do you need to take on to follow Jesus today? And how do you measure when an intellectual risk is worth it or not? Because the scribes and Pharisees knew a lot about the Messiah, but they didn't want to know the Messiah. And so in the same way, what's that shift from knowing about Jesus look like when we move towards actually knowing Jesus? What risks are involved? Well, I'll have a great discussion with anybody you're working through our challenges with, and I'll see you tomorrow.